I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The world's largest particle collider passed its first major test in Switzerland today. The Large Hadron Collider, or LHC, has been made in the making for some 20 years, and more than $3.8 billion has gone into the project. But physicists around the globe say it's going to be worth it. They hope that by smashing subatomic particles together, they can gain new insight into the fundamental workings of the universe. You can explore the science behind the project at our website, theworld.org. For now, though, we want to explore the politics. In the United States, some are bemoaning the fact that Europe, and not America, is behind this unprecedented scientific endeavor. The world's Clark Boyd has our story.
Recreating what the universe was like just after the Big Bang, it turns out, is no easy task. For starters, you have to build a 17-mile circular tunnel under the Alps. You have to send protons flying through that tunnel and smash them together. And then you have to have advanced equipment, cameras, and computer systems to capture and analyze the results. No wonder the Large Hadron Collider is 7 years overdue and many millions over budget. And no wonder it took a major international effort to pull it off. The main force behind it is a European research center outside Geneva that goes by the acronym CERN. And that's where today the LHC was switched on for the first time.
Le personnel de CERN, j'espère que vous êtes là, je ne vois pas, mais...
LHC project director Lynn Evans thanked collaborators across the globe that will be involved in the project. They come from 80 different nations, including the U.S. One of those Americans is particle physicist Joseph Licken.
Of course, we're very excited about the LHC starting up, and many of us are involved in the LHC experiment, so we're anxious to see collisions and data actually happening.
Licken works at Fermilab in Illinois.
It's a little bittersweet because as of today, Fermilab is still the home of the world's highest energy accelerator. But a few weeks from now, if all goes well, we will lose that title, and the leadership in high energy physics is going to move from Fermilab to CERN.
Licken says that while the U.S. contributed money, expertise, and material to the new particle collider, he wishes that America had taken the lead.
I'm afraid that there has been, I think, a deliberate decision to let the Europeans become the leaders in the area of particle physics. They are now outspending the U.S. about 2-1, and they have been for some time, and that is the reason that they're able to fire up this new accelerator, and we don't have anything to match it.
Others share his concern. Steven Weinberg is a Nobel laureate in physics and a professor at the University of Texas, Austin.
The advent of the LHC certainly is a warning bell to American science that a certain kind of science, large-scale experimentation, is moving away from us. It is disturbing to an American who would like to see us a fully active member of the international effort to discover the deepest facts about nature.
Weinberg traces what he calls the retreat for American science back to 1993. At that time, the U.S. was building what was to be the world's largest particle accelerator. It was called the Superconducting Supercollider. But Congress canceled the project, Weinberg says, after billions of dollars had already been spent.
If it had been built, we wouldn't have wasted all that money and all that effort, and we would by now have learned the things that the LHC will be teaching us and learn more, because the supercollider would have been a much more powerful instrument.
But not everyone sees the launch of the Large Hadron Collider as necessarily the end of U.S. dominance in big science. David Goldston is former chief of staff for the House Science Committee.
We're really in an era where science, especially in certain fields like high energy physics, is so expensive that projects have to be international. No individual nation really has the wherewithal to fund them anymore.
That certainly seems to be the case with the next big particle accelerator currently under discussion. The International Linear Collider would run experiments complementary to the LHC. But Fermilab's Joseph Licken says politicians in Washington don't seem interested.
Going to Washington and saying we need on the order of $10 billion for a science project just hasn't gotten us anywhere. So at the moment, this is technically feasible. We understand the science behind it. We would like to proceed with it and do it in the U.S., but it's really been a non-starter in Washington.
One positive thing about the successful launch of the LHC? Licken says it just might stir some competitive juices in Washington and get lawmakers to make America once again the leader in big science projects. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.